Good morning. I'm going to lift this up a little here. My name is Isaac, and this is my testimony. I was born to a believing couple that worked full-time with a missionary organization, and as a result was brought up in a very missions-focused environment. My childhood consisted of biblical foundation, knowledge of what Jesus had done for me, and seeing firsthand what it meant to serve him. My parents took me to church weekly, and after attending public school for my first couple years, they worked hard to pay for Christian school and homeschooling in high school. They encouraged interest in things of God and taught me to honor him in everything. At a young age, I remember being afraid of going to hell, and so at 6 years old, asked Jesus to save me and come live in my heart. And when given the opportunity in early middle school, I was baptized. However, neither of these decisions were made with true comprehension of my need for what Christ had done on the cross. I did not actually understand separation from God on account of my sin, nor had I been convicted of my rebellion against his purpose for my life. Consequently, when the middle school years came upon me, I chose to live for myself. Through some poorly chosen friends at school, I was introduced to pornography and began to take every opportunity for self-indulgence. With no understanding of how damaging this sin is, I blindly pursued it and became addicted. Outside of knowing that my parents would not approve, there was no conviction of it as wrong, and I began living a double life to hide it. The bad influences in school encouraged it, and in eighth grade, my predicament only became worse. I bought my first laptop and lost interest in pretty much anything else in life. My time was spent doing only what I wanted to, learning as much about computers as possible, programming, playing video games, listening to music, and of course, looking at what I wanted to when I wanted to. But God had a plan for me. I began to have recurring dreams of what it would be like to die without having a relationship with God. And looking back, I believe now that God was using it to get my attention. I remember waking up abruptly from these dreams with an overwhelming sense of despair. A life without God was like never truly existing at all. And this thought terrified me. Unfortunately, though, I ignored them, falsely believing I was saved and continuing in my sin. Matthew 6:24 says, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other." By the beginning of high school, porn had become less and less satisfying, consumed more and more of my time, and left me with a lasting feeling of emptiness. I began to hate it, but instead of looking to God for help, I insisted that it was not an addiction and I could clean myself up. Choosing to further live my life instead of turning to God for help, a vicious cycle ensued. I had tried to resist it, what had by then mastered me. I would fail, turn to music, video games, or some other place for comfort. Promise myself it would be the very last time, and then repeat the whole cycle over again. Stubborn and convinced I was able to kick my habit, I tried everything I could, but when nothing was working, instead of turning to God for help, I turned to him in anger, blaming him for allowing this sin. Romans 5:6-8 says, "You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." It wasn't until 10th grade that I admitted my need for Christ. My self-abusive lifestyle had seemed great at first, but was now a curse. I was depressed, feeling completely alone, and hopelessly slave to insatiable lust. I had rejected God by deciding I did not need his help, but I had been lying to myself. And finally, one evening, broke down and came to grips with reality. During worship at youth ministry, as I sang songs about Jesus' love for me, that he had died on the cross in my place, and that I would live in service of him, I realized I was living my life in complete rebellion to God. I claimed to be a follower of Christ, but was not willing to entrust my life to his control. I was sinning against God, and for that the Bible says in Romans 6:23, I was already doomed to eternal death. But Jesus died on the cross in my place and rose from the grave to give me eternal life. All I had to do was turn my life over to him. And that's what I did. I confessed my inadequacy and need for Jesus' death and resurrection, and I asked for his forgiveness and begged him to change my life. Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." That night, God changed my life forever. I've been given a joy and freedom from my guilt that could only come from God. He has given me hope and victory over addiction. I now realize that being a Christian means not merely outward action, but also a change of heart. It is a daily decision to entrust one's life to Christ over self. Without this, true change cannot occur. Matthew 16:24 through 25 says, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it.'" My life has not necessarily become easier because of following Christ. In fact, it has become more challenging in many ways. I'm not perfect, but I now have a perfect Savior and hope in an eternal relationship with him. John 14:23 says, "Jesus replied, 'Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them and will come to them and make our home with them.'" Jesus chose to give up his rightful place in heaven, take on sin, and die for me so that I would have the opportunity to experience a relationship with him eternally. Romans 4:25, "He was delivered over to death for our sin and was raised to life for our justification. I now have a Redeemer who has paid for my sin by his death and resurrection. Truly nothing I have done or could ever do is so great that Christ's death on the cross does not overcome it." It wasn't until last year, actually, that I realized that since I truly have turned my life over to Christ, I have not been baptized, and that's why I'm here today, to be baptized and obey Christ in that calling.
Isaac, do you now fully understand your need for Christ's work in your life?
Yes, I do.
Based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.